Take an early morning hike in the late autumn air this week and discover nature in Missouri's most fleeting flower that isn't really a flower at all. Frost flowers are delicate white blossoms that occur during the first hard frost each fall when moisture squeezes through cracks in the stem and freezes into frosty ribbons, rosebuds, or other artistic-looking shapes. Autumn rain and early frosts favor their formation. They form when the water that is sucked out of the soil by a plant's root section meets above-ground temperatures that are below freezing. If you've ever seen water pipes burst in the winter, the concept is basically the same. Cold air freezes the moisture inside the plant and bursts it open. Air bubbles in the ice give the flower its white appearance. Contrary to popular belief, a plant doesn't have to be dead to produce a frost flower. The underground root system must still be alive. Native Missouri wildflowers that mature late in the year, such as yellow ironweed and white crownbeard, are good frost flower prospects. This is just one small benefit of choosing native Missouri plants for your property. Dittany is also a reliable producer, but frost flowers grow on other plants too. To get the most out of your frost flower experience, take a camera with you on your nature hike and get all the shots you want of the bloom, taking care not to touch it. Because frost flowers are delicate and almost weightless, they shatter when touched. Like a snowflake, you'll never see the same frost flower twice, so look for them early in the day before they melt in the morning sun. You can find more information about Missouri's native wildflowers and frost flowers on MissouriConservation.org. This is Candace Davis, hoping you take advantage of Missouri's outdoor opportunities and discover nature this week.